A report leaked to the press this week in California details alarming abuses in the way the state deals with juvenile offenders and calls for sweeping reforms. Among some of the practices described in the report, the use of wire mesh cages to isolate disruptive youth and an overuse of what's called chemical restraints. Jennifer Warren is one of the reporters who received a copy of this report. She reports on prisons and criminal justice for the Los Angeles Times. She joins us now from her office in Sacramento. Good of you to be with us today.
My pleasure, Neil.
Wire mesh cages and chemical restraints? Tell us more.
Well, these cages are actually not a new thing for the California Youth Authority, and they're used in their lockdown unit for juveniles who've been particularly ill-behaved, have maybe assaulted a staff member, and are mostly kept in their cells 23 hours a day. And for about 1 hour a day, they're brought out perhaps for education or therapy, and the staff feels for their protection they need to keep them enclosed in these wire mesh cages. Is actually possibly a good word. They're about 10 feet high and 6 feet long, and that was just one aspect that a class action lawsuit on inhumane conditions in the Youth Authority singled out.
Now, just to clarify, that means that these are not punishments for whatever offense the youth may have committed, whatever crime. These are punishments for whatever they may have done in the facility.
That's correct. I mean, the Youth Authority is a system of about 4,500 juveniles, which are really the most the worst offenders in the juvenile system. Mostly the lower level offenders go to county lockups, and the kids that wind up in the Youth Authority are the toughest cases. And once they're there, many of them have mental illness problems and substance abuse problems, and a lot of them do act out. And one way that the system's been dealing with the special bad cases is through these special enclosures.
Now, chemical restraints, that's drugging people.
Essentially, yes. What this report found, just by way of a little background, as part of this class action lawsuit, the state agreed with the plaintiffs to bring in a team of independent experts to look at the system and decide which areas they could remedy and which were priorities. And one thing that these experts found was kind of an overuse and over-reliance on medication, essentially to manage behavior problems. And that's one area they've really been faulted.
We're speaking with Jennifer Warren of the Los Angeles Times about a report about youth prison facilities in California. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Jennifer, you mentioned that this report was the result of a class action lawsuit. Where did that come from?
There's a group called the Prison Law Office that handles legal services for inmates, has been doing so both for adult prisoners and juveniles, and they filed this lawsuit 2 years ago after about a year of interviews and investigation of conditions inside the California Youth Authority. And as part of that, again, as I said, these independent experts have gone in and found continuing problems, which essentially the administration, the state, has acknowledged and promised to fix.
We'll get to that in a minute. But the question that jumps up is that there's got to be a lot more than just how they treat offenders inside the prison. I mean, there's all kinds of questions you can raise about a youth offender program.
There are, and these aren't new questions, Neil. I mean, back in the 90s, the Inspector General in the state, which is essentially kind of a prison watchdog, investigated and issued reports that then prompted the legislature to hold hearings and issue more reports, and a panel of experts was convened by the Youth and Adult Correctional Agency to figure this out and come up with reforms, and that was done in the year 2000. And here we are in 2004 with many of the same allegations being made. So it's not new.
Now, there were a couple of suicides in the youth offender system. That certainly drew attention to this problem just last week, right?
Absolutely. Suicide attempts within the juvenile system are not uncommon. I think there have been probably 50 or so in the last several years, and they do occasionally succeed. I think the number's about 15 or so in the last maybe 6 or 8 years. And last week at one of these juvenile prisons, two wards, as they call young inmates, were found hanging in the cell that they shared. They had used their bed sheets and hung themselves and left suicide notes And even though they'd been checked, I think, about 30 minutes earlier, according to the staff, they did manage to take their lives.
And as you mentioned, this is certainly going to be a problem for Governor Schwarzenegger's new administration there in Sacramento. Thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Jennifer Warren covers prisons and criminal justice for the Los Angeles Times. She was with us from Sacramento, California. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.